So the prince believes Edwin of Gothard will help you. An interesting idea, though to help you will put him in direct opposition to King Lawrence. The relationship between the two countries could be damaged.
True.
Then what should they do?
Do you have a better idea?
Such as?
I don't know. I thought you might have another plan worked out. Something from the Unseen One.
Something easier, perhaps. A quick snap of the fingers and everything will be taken care of.
Can't the Unseen One do that?
Perhaps. But the Unseen One rarely makes things easy for us.
Why not?
Because the Unseen One knows our hearts. When we're given things easily, then we dismiss them easily. When the Unseen One makes us work and sweat and struggle a little for what we have, then we respect and treasure them.
Oh, I thought maybe the Unseen One would help Darian, since he's been chosen to be the king and all that.
Darian will respect his crown when he has struggled to win it. But even his respect will not be enough to keep it on his head.
I'm not even king, and you're predicting trouble.
I predict nothing. Know this, Darian. For all your attributes, you have weaknesses. Beware your weaknesses.
All right. Enough of this talk about the future. I have to deal with the present. Before going to Gothard, I want to visit my family to make sure they're all right. So if you'll excuse me, I have a long journey to prepare for.
We have a long journey.
All of you do.
What? All of us?
It wasn't my intention to take Anna with me. She's better in your care.
I'll have to disagree. There is somewhere better.
For instance?
Your journey will take you past the town of Dor. There's a convent there. Go to Sister Leona. She will help you. But it's important that you don't explain to her why you're traveling.
Then why would I want to go there?
And what's it have to do with me?
Well, your gift is still new and hasn't been properly developed. Sister Leona will help you with your gifts and give you something important.
All right, then. We must leave if we hope to make it to Dor before daybreak.
Oh, but wait. I don't want to say goodbye. I feel like, well, it's like home and I... Oh, I don't know what I'm saying.
I do, dear girl. You've been a breath of fresh air to me. A beautiful light in an otherwise stale and dreary place. But it's necessary that you go.
Will we come back? Will I see you again?
Well, we're in the hands of the Unseen One. I make no promises, but I hope that one day we will meet again. I do not envy you your journey, child. It will not be without its share of suffering. But often it's in suffering that we see the ancient ways of the Unseen One most clearly.
Let's go.
Come on, Anna.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
The shadows of dusk surrounded them as they crossed from the house to the edge of the forest, carrying provisions in packs on their backs. Darian and Kyle looked back to wave at the old judge, who stood in the doorway, framed with golden light. Anna kept her eyes forward. The journey to Dor was a long and uneventful walk. They arrived shortly before daybreak. The convent that the old judge had mentioned sat on the outskirts of the village. It was a modest stone building with high walls and a huge door on the front. Darian banged the simple iron knocker several times. A young sleepy-eyed girl wearing a hood answered the door. When Darian introduced himself, the girl stumbled and stammered and then disappeared into the dark corridor. Moments later, an elderly woman dressed in a long bedrobe approached, carrying a lantern.
I am Sister Leona. Come in, come in.
She led them down a path through a beautiful courtyard with flowers and a fountain, and eventually arrived at a small building on the other side of the enclosure. As they walked, Darian explained about leaving Anna with her.
Is that so? Let me look at you, girl.
I don't understand why the judge wants me to stay here.
He wants me to teach you. You must be very special for him to send you to me.
I don't know what he thinks I'll learn.
You'll learn what you're willing to learn. Is there something wrong?
Your eyes. They're just like the old judge's. One's blue and the other's green.
That's true.
Are you related?
Spiritually. And you, boy, what's your story?
Oh, I'm her sister. I mean, she's my br- I mean... I'm tired.
I'm sure you are. Tell me, General Darian, why are you traveling at this hour and without your attendants and soldiers?
I'm on a mission.
Had we known you were going to honor our small convent, we would have made proper arrangements for you. Normally, an official at the king's palace would inform us when someone...
The king's officials aren't involved in this enterprise. This is a secret mission.
Related to the king?
Yes.
May I believe, then, that the allegations about your being a part of a plot against him are untrue?
I am not a part of a plot against the king. As it happens, we were passing this way and the old judge asked us to bring Anna to you. That's all. It'd be best if you didn't ask any more questions.
I see. Is there anything I can give you for your mission? Food, perhaps?
Beds for a couple hours of sleep would be most appreciated.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Unless you happen to have a pistol and a sword lying around, you know, because I'm traveling without my weapons.
I may be able to help you with one of those items.
A few minutes later, they were in Sister Leona's private study. On the wall above the fireplace hung a large golden sword. Darian reached up, unclasped it, and carefully brought it down.
Amazing. I had no idea it was here.
What's so special about it?
It's the sword that belonged to Commander Soren of the Palatians.
You mean the one he used to try to kill General Darian?
The very one.
How did you come by it?
It was a gift to us from the king. Here. The sword's belt and sheath. These things are yours by right, General. If you need it for your secret mission, then you must take it.
I'll borrow it and expect to return it one day.
I look forward to that. Meanwhile, you must rest.
They slept only a couple of hours before Darian was ready to move on to his family's farm. He woke Kyle up first. Then together, they went to Anna's room to say goodbye.
Kyle, I'm afraid.
So am I. But it's probably a good idea for you to stay here.
How will I know where you are? How will I find you?
We'll find you. I mean, it's not like we don't know where you are.
We're losing the morning, Kyle. We have to go.
See you later.
Bye. Please, unseen one, or God, or whatever you're called here. Please, don't let anything happen to them.
In the outlying fields beyond Dor, Darian and Kyle came upon a flock of sheep and their shepherd.
Come on. Come by now.
Good morning.
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 Hold on.
Darian?
Yeah?
Be careful.
You have that feeling?
Kind of. But I don't know why. Something about that shepherd.
Yeah, the way he looked at me. I thought he may have recognized me. Huh? He's walking on.
That's strange. Maybe my protector abilities are going wrong.
We'll keep our eyes open.
Asleep in her bed, Anna dreamt about the encounter with the shepherd. But she also saw what Darian and Kyle did not see. The shepherd waited until they were out of sight and then ran to the village. In her dream, she felt peaceful and unalarmed. When she awoke, however, her heart beat furiously in her chest. Panicked, she looked around the room. The thick curtains on the single window were drawn. The small wooden washstand, the bedside table, the carpet on the floor all seemed to be cast in a single shadow. Suddenly, the door was thrown open and a man rushed in, his sword drawn. Before she could scream, he ran her through in a single thrust. And then she was truly awake. It had been another dream.
Oh, my. What was that? I don't understand. No. I have to warn them. Oh, I have to.
Anna, are you all right?
Senna? Oh, child!
It was late afternoon when Kyle and Darian arrived at the edge of Darian's parents' vast ranch. Just in case King Lawrence had people watching, Kyle ran ahead to the main house. He approached the back door. Torben, Darian's father, opened it even before Kyle could knock.
You must be my son's guardian angel. I've heard about you.
Darian would like to know where it's safe to meet.
Tell him to meet us at the old house after dark. No one but our family has any idea it's there. I will bring Evelyn, his mother.
Kyle ran back to deliver the message to Darian. Then they made their way to the old house, so called because it was where Darian's ancestors had lived when they first settled the land. It was a one-room cabin that reminded Kyle of an oversized playhouse. It had a few items of furniture, a cot, a sofa, a kitchen table, and not much else. The cot was the first thing that captured Kyle's eye.
You rest for a while. You've earned it.
Thanks.
After dark, Darian's parents arrived. They greeted one another with hugs and kisses, then sat around the small kitchen table.
The king's men were here yesterday. They're probably watching now, too. But we were too smart for them. I had two servants dress like us and ride to town while we slipped out a side door to come here.
Is everyone all right? Did the king's men harm you?
They were abusive and pushed us around a little, but nothing serious.
They broke my mother's china. The bullies!
They could have broken more than that.
How about the rest of the family?
They are well. They're wondering what brought this on.
The king thinks I want his job.
This is terrible. You never should have left the farm. If you'd stayed here with your family, none of this would have happened.
Mother, my place was not on this farm. I was called to other things.
Yes! And one day I will have words with the Unseen One about that.
And so you should. Meanwhile, we have to be sure that you are safe. I believe the Prince of Gothard will give you sanctuary until we can sort out this mess.
Gothard? You expect us to leave our farm?
We have no choice. The king may decide to punish you as a means to get to me. You must pack your things while I try to make contact with Prince Edwin on your behalf.
On our behalf? You're not coming with us?
I thought about it the entire journey here. The prince can give you refuge without much trouble. You've gone into those lands to trade before, but to help me directly may threaten his relationship with King Lawrence. What with their various treaties and agreements, I dare not put him in such a position. I will find other places to hide.
Other places to hide? The greatest general in our land and you have to hide? Oh, may the Unseen One see our plight and deliver us from this madness!
And so he may. But until he does, we have to take every precaution.
Kyle joined Darian as he walked his mother and father out of the cabin and across the dark field. It was a beautiful summer's night. Darian and Kyle watched Torben and Evelyn until they disappeared over the crest of the hill.
Now, how am I going to get in touch with Prince Edwin?
Telephone?
Too risky. The operators in this country are under oath to report suspicious calls to the king's guards. I must think of another way.
Suddenly, there was a loud shout from the woods, and men came rushing at them from every direction. Darian reached for his sword, forgetting that he'd left it inside the old house. It was too late anyway. They were surrounded.
A man of your experience should be better on your guard.
Colonel Oliver? What are all of you doing here? How did you find this place?
The old judge sent a message to me a few nights ago. He told us where and when to meet you. I spread the word to those I knew would want to come.
I'm grateful, but what are you doing here?
We're with you, sir. Wherever you go, we go. Even if you are a scoundrel and a traitor.
I can't ask you to do this.
Nor would we expect you to ask, which is why we've come of our own free will. Now, are we going to stand here all night, or are you going to tell us what you need us to do?
Where am I?
Lie still, child.
Sister Leona, what happened to me?
You've had a fever, but it's broken now, and I believe you'll begin to feel better.
I'm so confused. Is this real or a dream? I can't tell anymore.
I'm real enough, but I won't vouch for anything else. The ancient fathers and mothers had dreams. The unseen one used dreams to speak to the chosen. There are only a handful left who have the dreams or know how to interpret them. These are the days of abandonment, when the leaders and their people turn away from the ancient ways and the unseen one.
But I had a dream about soldiers and swords and... something terrible is going to happen.
Be calm.
I don't like these dreams.
No. Few of us do. To be a voice for the unseen one can be a great burden. Sometimes it involves suffering, even sharing the suffering of others, but our faith in the unseen one carries us through.
I don't know if I have that kind of faith.
Perhaps not, but you will. You must feed the faith you have with prayer and study, silence and solitude. It is like a small seed that needs nurturing to blossom.
I'll do my best.
I have to leave for a while. I've been summoned.
Summoned?
The king has come to Dor and asked to see me.
King Lawrence?
There is no other king that I know of.
Don't go, sister. I think the soldiers in my dream were sent by King Lawrence.
The king would not dare to harm us. Rest now. We'll discuss it when I return.
Will you also teach me? The old judge said you would teach me how to use my gift, and you'd give me something.
You have all you need, but I will give you this.
A hand mirror? Oh, do I look that bad?
It's for more than mere vanity. Goodbye, Anna.
But what am I supposed to do with it? Say, mirror, mirror, in my hand? Ugh. I really do look that bad. I have dark circles under my eyes and... my eyes! Sister! Sister Leona!
Are you all right?
Who are you?
I am Sister Dawn. Sister Leona asked me to look after you.
But I need to talk to her.
I'm sorry. She left earlier this morning.
That's impossible. She was just here, talking to me.
No, you're confused. I've been just outside of your door all day.
Oh, that was a dream too? But she gave me this mirror and... my eyes!
What about them?
They're supposed to be brown. They've always been brown. And now, look!
Now, one is blue and the other is green.
Uh-huh.
Just like Sister Leona's.
And the old judge.
You're one of the chosen.
I don't understand.
I'm sure Sister Leona will explain everything when she comes back.
I don't think I can rest.
Lie back and try.
But I'm not tired.
But Anna fell asleep immediately. Her dreams were fitful. In them, she saw Sister Leona walk down a dingy hallway and enter a room with candles and lamps set up in odd places, as if the room normally wouldn't have had so much light. The walls were covered with cheap paintings and papers that looked like diplomas and awards. A roll-top desk, also covered with papers, sat in the corner. In the center of the room, King Lawrence leaned back in a large chair that didn't belong there at all. On one side of him stood a short, bald-headed man who kept wringing his hands. On the other side, General Little stood as straight as any measuring stick. Sister Leona knelt down out of respect for the king.
Get up. Get up, sister.
What can I do for you, sire?
Tell me about General Darien.
General Darien?
Don't play the innocent with me. General Darien came to see you last night. Or should I say earlier this morning? What did he want? Why was he here?
Your Highness should know better than I would.
Indeed. Tell me what I should know.
General Darien is on a secret mission. That's as much as he said. I understood it was a mission for you.
Did you? Were you not aware that he is suspected of being a traitor?
I'd be a fool to believe everything I read in the newspapers. I haven't seen any official reports or warrants for his arrest. Besides, General Darien denied any wrongdoing.
Well, of course he would deny it. What would you expect?
I had no expectations at all. There was no reason to believe he'd lie.
Yet you would believe your king to be a liar.
Why would you say such a thing to me, Your Highness? I'm a loyal subject.
Are you? Then explain to me what you, my loyal subject, did for General Darien.
Did for him? I don't know what you mean.
Orem!
A tall, hairy man, dressed in a vest of sheepskin, stepped from a corner behind Sister Leona. Anna recognized him immediately as the shepherd she'd seen in an earlier dream, the one Kyle and Darien had said good morning to.
Yes, Your Highness.
She doesn't understand me, Orem. Please tell her what you told me.
Oh. Well, sire, I was walking this morning with my flock, and I saw General Darien and a boy walking from the sisters' convent. We said hello in a friendly-like manner. I knew it was him, but I acted like I didn't, because I read in the papers how he might be plotting against you. And then I saw that he was wearing a long gold sword. So I thought to myself, hold on, that's the sword that was in the sister's study, because I seen it there myself when I did business in the place once or twice. Well, I was then wondering if maybe the general didn't rob the sister of the sword. So I went straightways to the convent. I happened to know one of the girls there. She's one of the few girls who give me the time of day, the rest being holy snobs and all. And I asked her right away what was up with General Darien. Did he come in the night to rob them? And she said that the sword wasn't stolen, but given to General Darien by Sister Leona, along with some food.
There you are, sister. Would you care to explain yourself?
Am I being accused of something?
Apart from giving food and a weapon to my sworn enemy, then no, I don't suppose you are.
General Darien has been an honorable and dutiful servant to you. I had no reason to think he was otherwise. What I did for him, I did because I believed him to be on a mission for you. If there was more to know, or reasons to distrust him, then they are beyond me.
Beyond you? Well, I thought you prophets for the Unseen One knew everything.
We don't.
Well, that is truly unfortunate. You are dismissed.
Your Highness,
go!
I...
Get out of my sight!
Anna watched Sister Leona bow slightly and walk out. But her dream kept her in the room with the king.
These people, these believers in the Unseen One, they will all side with Darien against me. I know it. We have to send a message to them, General Little.
Yes, sire.
They have to understand that I will not tolerate their treason.
What kind of message do you have in mind, sire?
I want everyone in that convent disposed of. Every last one of them.
But, sire, that would be extreme.
Are you refusing me? Is that what I heard, General?
Sire, as your loyal general, I can only say that such a move would be disastrous. If anyone saw members of the Royal Guard committing such an act, the entire nation would turn against them and you. It could spark an uprising that none of us could contain. You'd play into Darien's hands.
Then get someone else to do it. But I want it done, and I want it done tonight!
This is a dilemma. Orem.
Yeah, sir.
The convent owns the land around here, don't they?
Too much, if you ask me.
You'd like that land for your sheep, wouldn't you? Imagine all the grazing they could do. You've heard what the king wants done. Will you do it in exchange for the land?
Well, me and the boys could do it. Never cared much for those women and all that nonsense about the unseen thingy watching over us. Dangerous superstition, if you ask me.
Yes, very dangerous.